The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Do we need a hot coffee chug?
Please. Yeah, we do.
I feel like we do. Hot coffee
I need like four
chug.
Of them. Hot coffee chug!
Four hot coffee chugs?
It's been a morning.
There's one. There's two. Oh, God, that one burned the tip
this
of my
like
tongue.
Hot coffee sips. They're
gotta,
just so little teeny
yeah,
tiny
I gotta,
sips.
Yeah, let me get the third and fourth in there.
My coffee's not coffeeing today.
It is Wild 94.9 The Bay.
So hot.
Number one hit music station. Thanks for waking up with us, The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
First talkback of the day.
Hey, 94.9, this is Luna with Enchanted Pathways. We're a family-owned business set up in San Bruno. Our address is 861 San Bruno Avenue West. Come check us out. We're a metaphysical supply store. I hand make a lot of intent candles, intent sprays, intent oils made with clean organic ingredients. We also have crystals and stones, oracle decks, tarot decks, journals, scrying mirrors. Come check us out, y'all. We're spreading positivity and spirituality throughout the Bay.
Love it.
All right, there you go. Enchanted Pathways. Look them up. The Enchanted Pathways actually slid into my DMs, and I was like, yeah,
oh,
I would like to. Okay, never mind. I'm just kidding. And I was like, you guys should leave. They were, like she said, family-owned business, and they want people to know about them. I was like, you should leave us a talkback sometime. And there you go. Nice
Isn't
work,
cool?
Enchanted Pathways.
The talkback could be literally anything you want.
Yep.
As long as it's the very first one, we are obligated to play it.
It sounds like they've got a lot of cool stuff in there that's right in your lady's wheelhouse. I mean, tarot cards and all sorts of crystals and things like that. You guys love that
things
stuff.
Positive energy.
Yeah, it's all about the energy.
I never really got into like the crystals and stuff. Did you, Jess?
I think they're cute. I don't really.
They look kind of, yeah, they look cool, but.
I don't know like which one is for what, so it doesn't really do me any good to go buy any.
But you guys
but
love astrology and that kind of stuff.
Love
it sounds
astrology.
Like this is, there you go. This is your go-to spot.
What's love the name that. Of it again?
Enchanted Pathways.
Enchanted Pathways.
San Bruno.
That's love cute. That.
I think she said, right?
Yeah, yes. San Bruno.
Yeah. Graham, anything you'd like to talk about here?
Yeah, just a little reminder. I guess local authorities would like to remind people. Don't bring your kid to a sideshow.
Oh, dang it.
One person was arrested this past Friday night in San Leandro for child endangerment because they brought a kid, and they are saying an infant, to a sideshow. The sideshow happened after 9 p.m. on Friday night around Adams Avenue. They said the suspect arrested for child endangerment, and 10 cars and some other things were towed from this sideshow. You know, it's a typical sideshow, typical
right.
Bay Area sideshow. You know, now they're arresting people and towing cars and doing some stuff like
no
that.
Kids
but
allowed since
one person did bring their infant. They didn't say if this person was actively involved, an active participant in the sideshow, or just a spectator. But they want to remind people, either way, you shouldn't be bringing your infant to be a spectator at a sideshow, nor be a participant. I picture the infant driving the car.
Right, or at
spinning.
Least car seat buckled into the passenger seat.
Right.
This isn't fair. Like, what are we supposed to do with our kids then?
That's what I mean. I don't want to, do we even want to live in a world
Not
where
really?
You can't bring your kid to a
no.
sideshow?
They deserve to see this, too.
When do you guys think the sideshow era will
never
wrap up?
Never.
I don't think it will.
You don't think it's losing a little steam?
No.
Kind of feels that way to me. But I don't know. But now we're, I guess we're bringing infants to them. So
yeah.
We're just
a whole
getting
new generation.
Yeah.
We're to take over.
The next generation of participants.
That's why
ready
I don't
to go.
Think it's gonna go away ever.
Selena, you said you've never been to one?
No. Me I either. Never get the invite. No.
It's going to go away at some point.
What I don't think it will.
What are we going to be standing around watching self drive, watching Waymos spin around?
Yeah.
That'd be oh fun. Oh my God. And then they start glitching.
All the cars are going to be driving themselves at some point. You're going to sit back and watch them spin donuts.
You know, it wouldn't hit the same, but yeah, it'll still be a thing.
It will not go.
Even then.
It would
go,
be.
It will not go forever. There is an end date on this.
Yeah, it would be much slower and I guess safer,
a lot
which
safer,
is what they
yeah.
want. Yeah.
Someday it's going to wrap up and that day is approaching, That's I believe.
Sad. The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
It's time for...
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
The Kim K. Paris robbery trial kicks off today. Remember, she was bound and robbed in Paris 2016. Now, almost 10 years later, the group of robbers will appear in court with Kim as the star witness. The trial is expected to last about 3 weeks.
10 years? Almost 10 years ago?
Yep.
Jeez, what took so long?
No clue.
The Golden State Warriors beat the Houston Rockets on Saturday night at Chase Center 105-94. This was game three of their first round playoff series. The Warriors were without Jimmy Butler, who's still recovering from injury. But Steph Curry took over, and he steffed all over the place and scored 36 points in the game. With the win, the Warriors took a 2-1 series lead and will look to make that a 3-1 series lead tonight in game four, which is also at Chase Center. Tip-off is at 7 o'clock.
Go, Matt!
A little fog is out this morning. It won't be out for too long, and then the sun will shine through in the afternoon. Temperatures are going back up, you guys. We're back to the mid-60s to low 70s.
Hey, Sagittarius besties.
Hey.
Your day today is going to be a 9. Fresh energy floods your work, health, and vitality with this new moon. Nurture yourself before caring for others. Power into physical routines. Practice your moves.
Ooh. Oh, what like kind dance of moves?
That's what I think. I don't know. You guys
obviously
tell me.
Obviously dance moves, not like bedroom moves.
Oh.
I was not thinking that. I don't know.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Hope you had a great weekend. We are coming back from an amazing one, or at least I'm speaking for myself, because we had a parents' night out. My man and I went to the Millennium Tour.
Was that like some Star Wars thing?
No.
No. Does that sound Star Warsy?
Yes, the Millennium Falcon's only like the most famous Star Wars.
Oh, I've never
spacecraft
seen
a
Star Wars movie. I apologize. No, the Millennium Tour is like Bow Wow and Omarion and Trey Songz and Rick Ross was there and Ray Plies.
So like dudes that feel like they're a million years old, the Millennium, years old.
Yep, because they peaked during the Millennium.
Right.
Oh, got it. There you go.
You know what's crazy though is I always picture them to be way, way older. But like Bow Wow, I think he's like 38. And I'm like, how are you 38 when I have grown up listening to you?
Well, because he's been little.
Yeah, he was doing
like
he's been doing things
since
he was like 5.
Yeah.
It's just crazy because I picture him to be like, I don't know, closer to 50, I guess.
So Jess, I know you went with your man too.
Yes.
We'll get to your experience in just a second. Right. Graham, you would have hated the girls that were sitting in front of me.
Why?
For at least 30 minutes. The entire time, like, Ray J and Sammy and Pleasure P and all them were performing, which was, like, a good chunk of the concert, they had their phones out.
And recording?
Recording.
Oh.
Not the artist or the stage. Themselves. Singing every word to every song.
That's 2025.
All four girls in a row. Phones out, selfie mode, recording themselves.
The human ego knows no bounds, you guys. Everybody needs to see me singing along with the songs. I must record this.
It was driving me crazy, especially because I was in the background of someone's video.
Yeah, you had some cameos back there for sure.
I definitely did.
You got posted on somebody's social media.
Because then that makes me so self-conscious of like how I'm singing and like how I'm moving. Am I having enough fun, or are people going to judge me saying I'm like...
You think, like, who's that girl behind you guys? Doesn't know any of the words. You're just standing there awkwardly staring at you.
Oh, my gosh. See, for me, I was like, why is it always so awkward when people are in your seat and you have to tell them to move?
Oh, I hate that.
That's what happened to me. And I always get so scared because I don't know how people are going to react. Like, if there's drinks involved, are they going to get mad at me? Like, hello, you're in my seat.
I'd get mad if I'm just enjoying the show and some lady comes up to me like, hey, move.
Yeah, sorry, Karen. Finders keepers.
And then it just turns into a big scene. But luckily, the girls that were in our seats, they were pretty nice, but they were taking forever to move. And it's like, you know you're in the wrong seat.
Had
like,
to gather up their purses and their nachos and their drinks and their jackets and all their stuff.
So then we're just awkwardly like standing in the aisle. And I'm like reviewing the tickets because I'm like, oh my God, I can't be wrong because I'm making them move. What if this isn't my seat? Then I'm second guessing myself.
Whenever you make people move, they always like huff and puff too, as if like they're annoyed with you.
Right?
Fine, let me get my stuff. It's like, shut up. You're in the wrong seats. Be smart enough to sit in your own seat.
Have you guys ever done that before, though?
Sat in somebody else's seat?
Yeah.
Of course,
accident.
Who hasn't?
Like, seats are, I hate doing that, but when you're with the group and they're like, let's go down here, it's empty. And like,
oh, I'll always do that, though.
Well, it's like, I have to go with them. I'm not going to like stay up here by myself.
Right.
You know, but then it is awkward when they tell you to move. It's so embarrassing.
But sometimes they don't. Sometimes they never show up.
But
we've all had
they
that.
Do.
And just had the nice upgrade on the seats and never had to move.
True.
And very you know true. What? And then a woman came up to me because I wasn't sitting. Obviously, I was like standing enjoying the concert. And she comes up to me. And she's like, can I sit there? And I'm like, this is my seat. And
she's
like, okay. And then she left. And I'm like,
what?
Did you just want me to be like, yes, sit behind me? Like,
and then
what
do you give her a lap dance?
Yeah. And then you could sit on her lap when you need to take a break.
But to Selena's point, Graham, I did notice a lot of people were recording themselves, but to take it a step further, there were some people that even had a selfie light on their phone.
Oh, God.
For their videos that they were doing, like, of themselves.
Of themselves.
Yeah, and I think this might have been the first time I've seen
that. That shouldn't be allowed. Like, I can't be having a bright light all
it's
in my face.
It's too distracting.
No.
That should not be allowed.
It ruins the experience.
Thank you.
But I saw multiple people with them. So,
and what did you think of the show? Because I'm sorry, by the time Omarion got on stage, he was putting me to sleep.
Listen, I think this was my boyfriend's review because he's at the point where I'm like, I don't want to, where he's like, I don't want to go to concerts anymore. Like, I'm tired of them. He's
why?
This one put him over the edge.
This one put him over the edge because he was like, how are we hearing more songs from artists that aren't even here than from the ones that are here? Because a lot of the artists were playing like stuff that they are featured in, or they're trying to play like songs from Usher. Usher's not here. Like, why are we, or half of the time they're not singing, then Plyce cuts the music and he does a cappella for like the last 30 seconds of
two songs. I didn't mind all of those things. I don't mind if they're doing songs that they were featured on. It's still them, and it's still a song that I like. I didn't mind any of that.
I just, like, especially for Omarion, I just wish he was more, like, throwback vibes. I don't know if he was performing, like, new stuff, but I didn't know a lot of his stuff, so I was like, I noticed that a lot of people
were. So you were sleeping, too. Me and Jess were sleeping.
During Omarion, for sure.
You guys were both at the same concert. Why weren't you guys hanging out together? Well, I'm confused.
I almost didn't get tickets because Selena took, like, 20 of them.
Yeah, oh. I took all the last ones we had here.
Got it.
So I think we might have been, like, on opposite ends or something.
Got it.
Yeah,
got
and
it,
I have a bruise on my knee. I don't know how that happened. Like, it hurts to walk.
You got injured?
Yeah, injured? I don't know how. I'm on the injured list.
Was there a big mosh pit for Omarion?
No. I don't know. I was sleeping.
It was nap time.
Yeah, got it.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
All right, Graham. The floor is yours.
All right. After an unfortunate scheduling mishap, the JV Show's highly anticipated but slightly delayed Squirrel Week 2025 is finally here. I blame Jess, of course. I'm excited.
I'm obviously
excited to hear all the great squirrel-related content that these ladies will be bringing to us throughout the morning. But I figure I'll kick things off with a story about a squirrel in West Haven, Connecticut that is being hailed as a hero, you guys. This past Friday at Kerrigan Intermediate School, all the students and teachers got an unexpected day off and a 3-day weekend, and it was all thanks to a local squirrel.
Nice.
According to school officials, the day prior, on Thursday, on the edge of campus, the squirrel came into contact with a power line, they say. Then it fell onto a transformer that fed the school its power. That caused a small fire. The repairs took all Friday. The school had to be closed. Everybody got the day off. Unfortunately, according to the fire department, the squirrel was completely, quote, fried in the incident, and he did not survive.
Oh,
but students and staff there said that he died a hero.
That's so sad.
Because he got them out of school and off work.
They got a 3-day weekend, you guys.
Oh, poor little
squirrel. Wow, he paid the ultimate price. Sacrifice.
He did, but it was all worth it. He died a hero. I think all the squirrel buddies are going to be telling that story for years and years. All the kids at that school and all the teachers, they got a 3-day weekend this past weekend, and it was all thanks to that hero squirrel.
This is where, Connecticut?
Yep.
Wow, the squirrels there are so much better. We don't get 3-day weekends here.
I often hope that a squirrel will fall into Selena's mouth here and we'll get a day off or something because of it.
Why would that ever happen?
But that doesn't happen. It just never does. Thanks a lot, squirrels.
Well, come on, squirrels, get it together.
That or fall into the transformer here on top of the building and short circuit everything. That'd
so
be great.
I thought Squirrel Week was going to be more like happy stories.
Right.
That was a hero squirrel, you guys.
I don't like it.
A hero.
Dark
I guess
tonight,
it's a little inspiring.
You guys are missing the point here. He was a hero. He died a hero. Squirrels die all the time doing way stupider stuff.
That's what I was saying.
This one got people a day off.
You asked if we had any squirrel content to contribute. The only thing I had is I saw, one that got hit by a car over the weekend.
Wow. And, right in the middle of Squirrel
I'm
Week, you're going to bring a story about a dead squirrel?
Well, no,
thanks a lot,
my
Selena.
My point is they die, like you said, all the time. Doing other things, like just running across the road. At least this one got somebody a 3-day weekend.
Yeah, this one was way more heroic. Oh, and what kind of squirrel stuff? You guys like a squirrel freestyle rap or something? What are you guys doing? What do you have planned for Squirrel Week?
I have a squirrel video, a really cute one that I took maybe like 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
And it's a little squirrel eating the little nuts and then like getting them from the ground.
He got a nut.
It's the cutest video ever. I actually was sad that I didn't post it because I forgot.
But it's Squirrel Week.
But it is Squirrel Week.
There's no better time than
that. That will be going up on JV Morning Show.
Discovery Channel has Shark Week. We have Squirrel Week.
Yes. I can't say what I'm going to bring for Squirrel Week yet.
Too exciting. It's too big. You don't want to spoil it?
Sure.
Is there a squirrel in your bag right now?
Yeah,
no, I did not bring a squirrel to work.
Dude, that would have really set Squirrel Week off. Selena brings a live squirrel. Oh, go next. There's always next year.
Jess, do you want to get that video up now since we're kicking off Squirrel Week, I guess? And then will we do squirrel content every day at this time this week, Graham?
Well, it'll bounce around. But yeah, we got to spread it out so all the audience can appreciate Squirrel
Week.
I love it.
All right. Today's Hot is Trending is coming up next here on The JV Show.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Monday. Thanks for hanging with us.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Eric from Hercules. I got a little squirrel joke, a little squirrely joke for Squirrel Week. Why do squirrels swim on their back? Ready?
I don't know.
To keep their nuts dry.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Have a good day.
Oh, that's a good one.
He got a nut.
Thank you for that. Thank you for that.
2025 is here on the JV Show. Enjoy, everybody.
I love it. Before we get to today's hottest trending question, Graham.
Sure.
Very random. Don't ask me what made me think of this right now, but why do guys like tan lines? Or do you? Are you like one of those guys that thinks tan lines is like so sexy? I saw a clip from Summer House.
Oh, that's my show.
I know it is. I know. Apparently, there's some guy named Carl.
Carl Radke.
Yep, him. Uh-huh. He said that.
Carl shouldn't be on the show anymore. If anybody watches Summer House, Carl's storyline has run its course. Although it is interesting this season, he got engaged to another woman that's on the show.
Okay.
They've been like friends, and then they started dating, then they didn't date, then they were friends again. Then they got engaged. They were going to get married. This was like how you left last season. Like, they were going to get married, and at the very end of the season, he calls off the wedding. Calls it off. And for some reason, again, the show is about a bunch of people in New York, young singles mostly, and they go to the Hamptons for the weekend and they all rent a house together for the summer.
Okay.
Summer house.
Duh.
Well, now they've brought him back and he's in the house this summer. And he's like one of the older guys on the show. Like, it's kind of like, dude, you've kind of aged out of this as they're bringing in the crop of the new 20-somethings. And then they're bringing his ex back. She's coming back too because, they just called off a wedding. It was really messy.
Oh.
Let's get them both in the house. Oh, but by the way, she's also pregnant already with some other dude's baby. And so, let's bring her back, too. I get why they're doing it. The drama, the awkwardness of the two of them living in a house together. But it's also like, really?
She's pregnant. She don't need that stress.
She doesn't need to be there partying either.
That's
the thing.
Ew.
Everyone else is drinking, going out till 4 a.m. We're going to bring, she's there pregnant with some other dude's baby. And then her ex-fiance's in the house. Like, really?
Anyways, this Carl guy, he said, maybe you saw this on the show, but when he would watch, adult content, he would search for tan lines.
Interesting.
And everyone's like, I didn't even know that was a category. But apparently it's a thing. And I've never understood that. I've never understood, what is it about tan lines that makes men go crazy? I don't get it.
I don't think it makes all guys go crazy. And I also think there's a very, a line, not a tan line, little tan line joke. Because if the tan line is too pronounced, I think it looks...
I don't like it.
It looks a little strange.
Also,
but a slight tan line, that's cute.
And I'm assuming you like the tan lines, on the body, right? Because if I have, if I was wearing my sunglasses and I got, a tan in my...
Yeah, we're not talking about the farmer tan lines that I've got going right now where my forearms are super tan and my upper arm is not. No, I don't think that's what we're looking for
Dang
here.
Dang it, those are the only ones I have.
Yeah. Sorry.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
All right, the weekend box office, just really quick. Sinners, obviously the number one movie of the weekend. Once again, it made another $45 million in the second week that it's been out. I almost went to go watch it this weekend. Do you guys know the thing is 2.5 hours long?
Really?
Yeah.
I've heard good things, though.
Me too.
Specifically about Michael B. Jordan.
I don't like his mustache.
Oh, really?
I
gotta Google it.
Too thick.
Damn, mustache, you hella thick!
The number two movie of the weekend, Star Wars Episode III, Revenge of the Sith. It's the 20th anniversary re-release, and it made $25.2 million.
It's crazy.
It made more money than Ben Affleck's new movie, The Accountant 2.
Oh, no. I thought that was supposed to be sort of like a big deal.
I thought it was, too.
I thought there was kind of a following for those movies.
The Accountant 2 is at number 3 with 24.5 million. What about this? The Kelce brothers had a boys' weekend in Vegas with Justin Timberlake. So apparently over the weekend, it was the 2025 8 a.m. Golf Invitational in Vegas. Does that sound like something that exists? Am I saying that right?
Sure. Some drunken golf tournament?
It was that. Justin posted a video yesterday showing him hitting the golf course with Travis and Jason Kelsey, Michael Phelps, Blake Griffin, and a bunch of other celebrities. So not only were they like drunk golfing and they were like, you know, dancing in between and just having fun. The night before, Jason and Travis, they were hitting the casinos with Justin Timberlake. So they were all just like hanging out, doing some gambling, which must have been nice when you have all the money in the world.
Yeah.
That'd be fun. Yeah. If I'm Taylor, though, I'm not letting my man hang out with Justin Timberlake. All he does is cheat on his wife, right?
There was that one time he took his ring off and pet that one chick's leg.
Like, one time. We don't know what happened. It's too many.
Yeah. I don't trust that guy.
I don't either.
He's not
Justin
like
Timberlake.
Yeah. He was out driving around drunk, too, right? With some other woman in the car, wasn't it?
Yes. Thank you.
Was there another woman in the car?
Yeah.
Oh.
Did he have his ring off and was he petting her leg?
That I don't know.
Okay. Probably.
Got it.
Graham, what do you have?
Holy walk-off weekend, you guys. Got to talk about the Giants weekend. It was wild. The Giants were at home hosting a 3-game series with the Texas Rangers. Friday, the Rangers won the game. The first game of the series, game one, 2-0. A big deal. But Saturday and Sunday, that's where the real fireworks began. The Giants fans in attendance for those games at Oracle were in for a treat. Other than the weather, it was pretty miserable weather across the Bay Area.
Yeah, it was freezing.
Foggy and cold and a little fog dizzle. First on Saturday, the game was tied 2-2 heading into the bottom of the 9th inning. Patrick Bailey came up. He punched a game-winning single through the right side of the infield. He scored Elliot Ramos for a 3-2 win. The place went nuts. The Giants have had a lot of walk-off wins this season. There's something about the team this year. They're winning these nail-biter games, and there's just an energy about it. The team and the fans almost expect them to win in dramatic walk-off fashion. Then yesterday, here we go again. Game tied 2-2, heading into the bottom of the 9th, and Elliot Ramos comes to bat. Now, he hits a little soft dribbler to the left side. The pitcher runs off the mound to grab the ball. We know it's going to be a close play at first base. He heaves the ball towards first base, the pitcher does. It sails over the first baseman's head. So Elliot Ramos is like, I'm going to second. And the ball had gone so far in the outfield, Ramos is like, you know what? I can make it to third. So he starts sprinting for third. The outfielder then throws the ball to try to get him at third, sails it over the third baseman.
Oh, my God.
Head.
They're playing like my kid's little league team.
Like that. Trust me. I want to talk about that later. My kids had several games over the weekend, and it looked a lot like this. And anyways, Ramos then comes around, head first slide in, makes it to home, scores. Everyone's calling it a little league home run, which is exactly what it was on a couple of throwing errors, but scores, wins, Giants walk off. When they win the game 3-2, the place went absolutely bananas. Were you at this game, Jess?
Because
I feel like I saw you on your Instagram. You were there.
Guys, it was...
What a game to be at.
Yeah, the energy, like you said, Graham, it was amazing. And I think it's funny because I think they were actually celebrating Little League Day. So it was perfect. It ended in the perfect way. But I don't
think this one's for you, kids. Yeah. We're going to just miss everything.
Watch us just botch this play a bunch of times, and the Giants won.
Wow.
I mean, it was one of the coolest endings to a game. I saw so many people quote it afterwards. Even the Giants manager was like, I've never seen a game end that way. It was one of those just like you had to be there. You had to watch it moments. If you haven't seen that, go track that highlight down. It was all over social media. Giants in first place currently in the NL West with a record of 19-10.
Nice.
Following that win. They're one game up on the Dodgers right now, which is great.
All right.
Let's go.
Thank you, Graham.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
All right, let's get to What the Bleep. It's where you can win this JV Show chug mug. You just got to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. As always, and you think you know what it is, leave your guess on the talk backs on the new and improved iHeartRadio app. Are you guys ready for today's clip?
Yep.
Sure.
You for sure got to use two hands if you're going to try and hold my or else it'll just slip away.
Vagine!
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's a two-hander, huh? All right, think about what that bleeped out word could be. I don't even have any guesses right now. But hopefully you do. Leave those guesses on the talkback, Mike. Leave us your name and your city along with that guess. We want to be able to shout you out when you win.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
All right, back to What the Bleep. You can win this chug mug if you are the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. As always, leave your guesses on the talkbacks on the new and improved iHeartRadio app. In case you missed today's clip, here it is. You for sure got to use two hands if you're going to try and hold my... Or else it'll just slip away.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's slippery.
Right out of your hands. It's gone. All right, let's go to your guesses.
Morning, JV Show. This is Ryan from Hayward, and the bleeped out word is phone. Thank you. Have a good day.
Phone! Great guess. Great guess. Don't
want
to drop
that. You
want
somebody just one hand in your phone all over the place.
No.
That thing slides out. Crack screen.
Mm-mm. What's up, Wild? This is George, Calvin, and Julian from San Mateo, and we think the bleeped out word is...
Baby.
All right, guys. Have a great morning.
Baby.
Your baby. How old is your youngest baby these days, Selena?
She'll be 3 next month.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Not a baby anymore.
Not really a baby, but babies can be slippery.
Yes, they can. Baby oil, of course. That's what makes them extra slippery.
Right. Or just bath. You ever, like, have to hang on extra tight when you're taking a bath? Giving them a bath?
Yeah.
Yeah,
very slippery.
Slippery, those things.
Good morning, JV Show. Happy Monday. This is Rebecca from Concord. My guess for the bleeped out word is dog. Have a great day.
Hold on to my dog!
You look like you have a slippery, squirmy little dog.
No, he's not really slippery.
Really?
Yeah. Do you ever pick him up?
He's kind of heavy.
That's a no.
He said, why do I got to pick him up? To show him love.
Yeah, hug him and love him. He's a little dog. I'd be picking that dog up left and right.
No,
I pick my dog up and she weighs like 70 pounds.
He's big. I don't want to pick him up. He's heavy.
I don't think that's the reason.
And
how heavy is he? Weighs 15 pounds.
No, he's bigger than that.
How much?
I don't know, but it's bigger than 15. I know that for sure. Anyways, that is not the correct word, but great guess. Uh-huh. Continue to leave those guesses because somebody has to win this Chug Mug.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Thanks so much for hanging out with us. We're playing What the Bleep, where all you got to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. If you can do that, you can guess it correctly, and you can be the first person to do so. Why am I repeating myself?
I don't know. It's really not that complicated.
Yeah, I know. I'm making it a lot more complicated than it is. What I'm trying to say is if you are that first person, you win today's Chug Mug.
Yep. Oh, geez.
See how easy that was to say? Yeah, and like, I just gave you the runaround. I'm sorry. Anyways, here's today's clip in case you missed it.
You for sure got to use two hands if you're going to try and hold my
or else it'll just slip away.
Mm-hmm.
Just remember, this is a family show. Let's go to your guesses.
Hi, JV Show. My name is Kalea, and I'm from San Jose. And I think the bleeped out word is shampoo. Thanks. Have a great day.
That's a great guess.
Two hands on that shampoo. It can get slippery. Are you one of these ladies that uses that giant bottle? Is it one of those huge ones or is it like a normal size one?
Normal. I have a normal size.
Got it.
Yeah.
Good morning, JV fam. This is Terry calling from Vermilion, Ohio, and I think the word is burrito. Have a wonderful Monday. Love you.
It's a great guess. The big, thick burrito.
Love a burrito. You got to hold with two hands. That's the best kind.
Yes.
And, JV Show, I just checked. We've been number one in Vermilion, Ohio now for like multiple quarters. So
yes.
Thank you, Terry.
Thank you.
Appreciate you.
Good morning. This is Joanna from Manteca, and I want to guess that the bleeped out word is Stanley Cup. Have a great day.
Ooh, Stanley.
Those are pretty big.
I do not own a Stanley.
You don't?
No.
Oh, how did you go through your day-to-day life?
I don't know. I just drink out of any cup. Any other cup.
The videos on the internet with everybody punching each other to get them led me to believe that you could not go on as a human being without one.
Yeah, apparently it is possible.
Interesting.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Jen from South City. I think the bleeped out word is hamster. Forehead.
What did she say there at the end?
Forehead.
What's a hamster forehead?
I don't know. Well, listen to today's clip. Unbelieve the answer is hamster.
Okay.
You for sure got to use two hands if you're going to try and hold my hamster or else it'll just slip away. I don't get the forehead reference.
Me either.
Maybe she said something different. Forehand.
We need forehead.
Forehand. You know, that's a tennis serve.
Leave us another talkback, please. What the heck? I'm so confused.
Hamster.
Hamster. Yes. You want a chug mug?
All right. Let's give some shout outs. First of all, that was Jen in South City, right?
Yeah.
I don't get it. All right, Jen, shout out to you. You had the very first correct answer this morning, so you will get the one and only JV Show a chug mug today. Quite a few other people got the correct answer this morning. Not as many as I thought, but quite a few did. Juan in Pittsburgh had it. So did Linda in Dublin. What's up, Linda? What's up? Jennifer in Stockton had it. So did Amy and Marlo the Wonder Dog. What's up, Marlo the Wonder Dog? They're from San Leandro. TJ in Livermore had it. So did Joey in San Jose. And our buddy David out in Richmond. You know David. He plays every day. And he was right there this morning. Thought he had it. Ooh, it was really close,
almost.
But he didn't have a big enough forehead. Maybe next time. Maybe next time.
Yes, thank you, everyone, for playing. We'll do it again tomorrow.
I just Googled hamster forehead during that, and all that came back was a picture of a bunch of hamster foreheads.
They're
like,
so
they're cute little faces.
They are
kind of
so cute.
They are a little cute, but I still don't get the reference.
I don't either. Someone please hit us back and fill us in, because we sound like a bunch of boomers up here not
knowing anything. Maybe everybody else is scratching their own foreheads trying to figure out what this could mean.
That would make me feel better.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Jen from South City. My guess was hamster, and then my son always likes to be cute and say something in the background, so he said forehead. My guess was hamster.
I'm sorry, JV Show. This is Jordan. Jen's son.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Okay.
Some clarification there, because Jen from South City just won our What the Bleep game, and the correct answer was hamster, and then we heard hamster forehead, and we didn't know.
We were just so confused.
Thought maybe that was a reference to something that we should know about. Luckily, hamster forehead is not a thing. I've even Urban Dictionaried it.
Well,
it's not a thing.
Jordan, thank you for clearing that up for us.
Appreciate
all right?
you.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Let's go to the phones. Hi, is this Anna and Christian?
Yeah.
Hi,
and we also have Sebastian on the radio.
And Sebastian. Wow. How are you guys doing? Did you have a fun weekend?
Yeah.
Nice.
We're so excited to be on the radio. They call every morning trying to make it in.
Nice.
Well, you guys are live on the air. Hey, no cussing, Christian and Sebastian.
Keep it clean,
no, you
kids.
Guys got a little bit of a party mouth.
Or mom.
No.
All right. Well, let's see if you guys can get it done. You're going to be playing the JV Show's Yup Nope game. Jess, what is on the line today?
Ooh, today we have a $100 Visa gift card courtesy of Andor Season 2.
All right. So all you have to do is get 3 out of 4 trivia questions correct and you win. Okay?
Okay.
Here's question number one. Remember, as soon as you know the answer, you got to just yell it out so you don't waste too much time. Here's question number one. What is the name for the narrow part in the middle of a standard hourglass?
I think I know. I'm just missing a couple.
Is
it the neck? I'm like...
Nope.
No.
That's a good guess, though.
Yeah, it's the waist. Where it's like all skinny in the middle.
The waist.
That's
why someone has an hourglass figure there.
Oh,
the waist.
That's
there
right.
you go. All right, question number two. Finish the name of this lovable Star Wars character. C-3... What?
I don't watch Star Wars. Sebastian, do you know? I don't watch Star Wars.
Ever?
C-3. Oh, no. Yeah, I just remembered that.
C-3. What'd you say? I couldn't hear you guys. P-O?
Yeah.
Yep.
There we go. Good job, you guys. I was getting nervous.
Selena, you know about C-3PO, right?
Uh-huh.
Oh, come on.
What?
Guy's an icon.
Here's question number three. Moby Dick was a huge white what?
Careful.
Moby Dick.
I think I know this. Wait. I think.
Oh my God.
Hold on. If I ask you this, wait. Is it my? Right? Isn't it that?
Say it. P.O.
A what?
What?
Well, say it.
Is it an author?
No.
Oh, wait, no.
Oh, you say yes. Oh, my God. When we play this game, we win all the time.
Hearing them fight about Moby Dick is giving me life this morning.
I am loving this. Okay. Whale is the correct answer.
Yeah, Moby Dick was a white whale.
Yes.
The book was about. What?
You were close. It was a book, so you were thinking author, but whale.
Yeah. All right, question. I can't wait to hear him squabble about this one. Question number four. The net in what sport is only 3 feet tall at its center?
I don't know. I think I know.
Okay. I heard
tennis.
This before.
It's the shortest net. Okay, it's tennis. It's the shortest net.
Yep.
There we go.
Tennis. Yes. Yes. 3 feet in the center, 3.5 feet at the post,
right.
at the side. It's got a little sag in the middle.
Oh, don't we all?
Yep.
Don't we all?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here.
No.
I have one correct, and then the Moby Dick one.
No,
incorrect. And the one before that, it got correct, and the one before that, incorrect. So two out of four.
But we had so much fun playing with them, so I think we should give it to them.
Yes.
Son of a white
I have people texting me that they're laughing.
As they should be. As they should
be. Come on, you guys. We'll let Jess be the judge on this. If you're saying give it to them.
Please.
Yes, let's give it to them. So you guys.
You just won a $100 Visa gift card, courtesy of Andor Season 2, now streaming on Disney Plus.
Nice.
You know, there's actually a really
Thank
cool event.
Hey,
you're welcome. Hang on, you guys, for that winning. Don't go anywhere.
You can celebrate the second season of Andor on May the 4th at Dr. Comics and Mr. Games.
May the 4th?
Yes,
oh,
it's coming
May
up.
May the 4th be with you. That's
May
coming
the 4th
up.
Be with you.
It's coming up in Oakland. Enjoy special photo opportunities, free giveaways, and special prizes all day. May 4th.
Oh, that's super cool.
At 4014 Piedmont. How do you say that?
Piedmont?
Piedmont? Okay.
Yes.
I was on the right track. Avenue. Hey, sometimes I butcher some words. I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah.
That's okay. Jess. Thank you for all that info. Graham, we got some shout outs.
You know we do. My DMs are alive. I got one that says, good morning, Graham. Parents sliding into your DMs. Leave your husband out of it next time. Our daughter Madison turned 10 on Sunday. We're hoping you could wish her a happy birthday. She'd be excited to get a... whiffed on my who gives a fart right
who
there.
Who gives a Uh-oh. Fart?
Thank you. And that is from mom and dad. So happy, happy belated birthday to Madison. Another one here. Morning, Graham. Hubby sliding into your DMs. One to wish my wife and mother of my children, Cecilia, an amazing birthday. Her birthday was Sunday. She's a rock. And no matter what obstacles we go through in life, we know she's our lifeline. We love her so much. Happy birthday, my love. That is from your husband, James, and kids, Athena, Jackson, Woo! Genevieve, and Kenzo. So happy, happy birthday, Cecilia.
Who gives a fart?
Cecilia, excuse me. One more. A couple more here. Hoping this is the way to get a birthday shout out for my son, Eden Cervantes. Maybe Eden?
Eden?
Either one.
One of those.
Cervantes, who turned 4 today. We love you so much. Our little celiac champ. That's from mom, dad, sister Emily, and little bro Alicia. They're from Napa. So happy, happy 4th birthday. That's a big one.
Who gives a fart?
Another one. Graham, Daddy Panda sliding into your DMs here, asking if you could... pretty please send a birthday shout out to my little baby panda, Evra, who's turning 12 today. And she has her Alexa program to wake her up to Wild 94.9 every single morning. And she loves to listen to the
Who Gives a Fart
part of the show. That's from Dad Edwin. So happy, happy birthday, Woo! Evra. Hope you have a great 12th birthday.
Who Gives a Fart?
Another one here. Hey, Graham, Dad sliding into your DMs once again. Welcome back. Hoping you could shout out my daughter, Isla. She turned 7 over the weekend. She's so smart, funny, caring, and lovely in every way. She brings us joy every day. We're incredibly proud of her and love her so much. That's from mom, dad, Eden, Archie, and Mo. Happy, happy birthday. Isla.
Who gives
happy
a fart?
Birthday. Last one here. Good morning, Graham. We watch the JV show every morning. Can you please wish a happy birthday to my sons, JJ and Jeremiah?
You're
Thank you.
Us?
And that is from mom. Little creepy. Get your telescope Whoa. Pointed away from our windows. But yes, we appreciate you watching every morning. And happy, happy birthday to JJ and Jeremiah.
Who gives
birthday.
A fart?
That's a great point.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So the Kim K Paris robbery trial kicks off today. I think we all remember back in 2016, a group of robbers broke into Kim's luxury hotel suite in Paris. Some of them posed as police officers to make their way inside. And then once in there, they push her down on the bed. They tied her up at gunpoint. They blindfolded her, excuse me. And then they threw her in the bathtub while they made off with over $10 million in jewelry.
Right.
Did they fill the tub up with warm water at least?
No.
Oh.
No.
That's cool.
Yeah. Now, 9 years later, the 10 robbers are going to trial. Did you guys know that they were part of the Grandpa Robbers? Like, that was what... the public called them.
Really?
Were they all
Why
old?
Are they-
yes.
No way.
That's what people called them because of their ages, all ranging from their 60s to 80s.
Wow. See, age is just a number. Hear that, criminals? Don't let that hold you back.
Yeah, you can still thrive all the way up to your late 80s. So 5 of these guys participated directly in the heist. They've been charged with armed robbery and kidnapping. The other guys are just accessories to the crime, but obviously there's still consequences and severe ones, too. The trial starts today. It's expected to last 3 weeks. Kim is the star witness. She will testify. She's expected to travel to Paris and appear in court on May 13th. As for the suspects, so 2 of the guys have already confessed to the robbery. One of them, Eunice Abbas, even wrote a book about it.
Oh, I remember that.
Detailing his experience. So, I mean, for these two guys, it's not a case of did they or didn't they. It's just what's their punishment.
They already wrote a book about it.
Yeah.
Now it's going to trial.
Well, listen to this. Another suspect passed away last month.
Hey, he's pretty old.
At 72 years old.
Yeah, he's getting up there.
Another suspect is suffering from advanced dementia. So it's up in the air right now if he'll even stand trial. But the rest of them, they'll be there.
Dude, being an old criminal is great. You get there and you're like, I'm too old to go to trial. And then, you don't show up. I forgot the date. Yeah. Man.
Isn't that crazy? So, so later today that will kick off. I'm sure we'll be talking about it tomorrow morning here on the JB Show. Grammy, what do you have,
though? All right, were you guys following any of the Shedeur Sanders NFL draft controversy?
Yes.
I know we talked a little bit about this last week when the NFL draft got underway. If you don't know, Shedeur is the son of Deion Sanders. He played quarterback at Colorado under his dad there, who is the head coach. Well, lots of NFL insiders pegged Shedeur to go high in the first round of the draft. That didn't happen. Well, then I think we all assumed he'd go in the second round of the draft, of course. And then that didn't happen. And well, then the third round came around and we're like, okay, that's got to be. Nope. And same thing happened in the fourth round until finally with the 144th pick in the draft, the Cleveland Browns selected him in the fifth round on the final day of the draft. Him falling that far is a very hotly debated topic because there were some quarterbacks selected before him that he is clearly more talented than. But whatever the reason, the other major drama surrounding him over the weekend was just pretty cruel. According to reports, Shedeur received a call early on during the draft in the second round from somebody impersonating the GM of the New Orleans Saints, telling him basically that they were going to select him with their second round pick, which was the 40th overall pick. New Orleans was one of the teams that was slated to draft a quarterback, was linked to Shedeur. Everyone thought he might go there in the first round, so it seemed very believable. Well, when that pick came, the Saints selected a different quarterback. Yeah. Turns out, it was all a prank call from the 21-year-old son of the Falcons defensive coordinator and former 49er, Jeff Ulbrich. Jax Ulbrich. He found Shedeur's number in an iPad of his dad's that was apparently open, and he used it then to commit the prank call. He got busted following a little bit of an NFL investigation. I don't know how they tracked him down so quickly.
I think
dad was just like, this idiot.
Oh my God.
He has since issued a public apology. He said, Shedeur, what I did was completely inexcusable, embarrassing, and shameful. I'm so sorry I took away from your moment. It was selfish and childish. And then he went on to say, I hope you can find it in your heart to forgive me.
That's messed up.
That's so mean.
That one was pretty, pretty mean. Given the media circus and all eyes, the number one story of this draft was all about Shedeur Sanders and him slipping all the way. And so then to just really
kick him while he's down,
pour salt on the wound. Although maybe when he did the prank, you know, it was like, hey, we're going to take you with the second round pick. He had no idea that he was going to fall that far. But I mean, ouch.
But also, how embarrassing for that coach to know that your son, you now have to issue an apology because your son's the one that did this prank.
Yeah, the Falcons organization, they issued an apology. The whole thing, one big mess.
Oh, my, because of this entitled kid.
Yep.
Open up dad's iPad.
Oh, daddy's iPad.
Numbers in here.
Shedeur Sanders number.
Oh, my God.
I want to prank call him.
That is awful. Oh.
Yeah. Ouch.
Yikes.
Oh, that sucks. Well, thank you, Grandma.
But he did get drafted. But then, unfortunately, he went to the Browns. The last place you'd want to go.
And the money, like, just dropped significantly, right? Like,
oh, I mean, if you're first-round pick, your contract looks a lot different than if you're a fifth-round pick.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Well, thank you, Grandma. I was seeing headlines all over the week, and I didn't really... Thank you for filling me in, because I didn't really
read
into that.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
I wish my mom and my auntie a happy birthday, and I love you guys. Go Warriors tonight.
Happy birthday.
Who gives a fart?
Did we get their names?
He said his mom and his auntie, I think. So.
Okay.
Woo!
They know who they are.
Oh, I hope they do. It's Wild 94.9. We're the JB Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
I'm wondering how old was this kid that did this prank?
So we were just talking about the Shedeur Sanders prank call. He got a call during the draft from somebody saying they were the GM of the New Orleans Saints. We're going to pick you with our second round pick, and then he didn't get selected there, fell all the way to the fifth round. That was 21-year-old son of Falcons defensive coordinator, former 49er, Jeff Ulbrich. So 21 years old.
And we know.
Right, but they also never mature, and this proves that.
Yeah, I did a lot dumber stuff when I was 21, although this one is going to garner so much national attention.
Okay, so I need everyone's help. I need to know if this has happened to anyone or if anyone has a possible explanation. Let me just lay this out for you.
Okay.
Okay. The other day, go out to check the mail, which I never do, but I did this day.
How much mail? Is there just like weeks and weeks worth of mail in there?
Yes.
I picture that thing just
overflowing. Coupons and bills and just random stuff. Chabot college brochures. Like for what? Why am I getting these? I don't know. So I check the mail. There's something from the courthouse.
Oh.
Oh, and it is for my stepson.
Okay.
I hand it to my husband. I'm like, here you go. The ticket. We're like, did he get pulled over? Like, what the heck? And he didn't say anything? We were fully prepared to, like, bust him. Like, you got a ticket, didn't say anything, and it's a day where you weren't supposed to have our car. Did you, like, steal the car? Like, what was going on? And he's, like, denying everything. We're like, whatever. Like, hey, we were young once. We know how it is. We've all stolen our parents' cars. We've all lied about things,
and you've
hidden
a couple tickets in your day, Selena.
Of
course. So this would be nothing new.
Yeah, I literally lied to a police officer when I got pulled over one time.
So, allegedly, you know, right?
Allegedly, yeah.
It happens. He's, like, denying everything. We're like, okay. Well, we look at the ticket, things are, the math ain't mathin'.
Right.
The license plate on the ticket doesn't even match our vehicles.
Oh, he must have stolen a car then.
That's what we said. So it's like, oh, where did you get this car? You got pulled over when you were driving somebody else's car. We're like, that's even worse. Like, what are you doing, dude? So then he's like still denying it. And we're, you know, rolling our eyes or whatever. He's like, I swear, like, I didn't get pulled over. We're like, okay, well, if this was like a red light camera and you ran a light, the ticket would have been addressed to either me or my husband because it's just going to run those plates.
Yeah, it's whoever the car is registered to.
You know what I mean? But it was addressed to him, so that wasn't adding up. We go online, we look at that license plate number, and it's like white Toyota or something. We're like that, something like that. We don't own a white Toyota. So we're like,
well,
this
you
is...
do now after he stole one.
Apparently. So, but that was the first thing that wasn't making sense. So it's a car that's not our car, but we're like, okay, maybe you were driving this.
Yeah.
So then we go look up the footage because it was a red light ticket. We go look up that footage. The car in the video didn't even match the car that the plates were supposed to be on
the paper you received, right?
Right. So it was a totally different make and model, different color.
Right.
So the plates don't match that. And then we look at the video. It's not even our son.
Maybe he was wearing a disguise.
No. Oh, yeah. No, it wasn't
they
him.
Look very realistic
wrong car,
nowadays.
Yeah. Wrong plate. So here's what we're trying to figure out is how did his name get attached to these plates?
Maybe he has a whole different identity you guys don't know about.
That's a good point.
He doesn't. We checked.
Oh.
he doesn't. Like, we don't. I literally, my mind can't even.
Wait, so.
Wrap around how this.
And this is like a legit document?
The link to pay leads you to a legit pay site?
Yep.
So then it just has to be a flat out mistake, right?
But do they make mistakes? Or did somebody register a car in his name?
That also could have happened.
This is what I'm trying to figure out, but like, how does that happen?
Or did he register a car in his name?
He doesn't have a car.
Does he?
But he does now.
What if somebody has his same name and then they just got the address wrong?
Oh, okay. I didn't consider that.
But that also seems like something that they would have
far-fetched.
Yes.
Right?
But if it's not a scam, then it has to be, because if the link to go pay this, is it someone just...
It's all legit. It's
all
legit.
Is it someone just trying to get you to pay their red light ticket?
Yeah.
But how would it get sent? How would it get sent to us? The red light camera just scans the plates and it goes to that registered owner.
Right. But then they make a copy of the thing with all the links and stuff and they make it look official like it's coming from the city or whoever, and then they mail it to you hoping that you'll pay their ticket.
But aside from that, we went to the actual site because you can view like, oh, here's the video of you getting busted.
Right. Somebody legit got a red light ticket, right?
Uh-huh.
Say, I got the red light ticket. I don't want to pay this. How could I get this thing paid?
You send it.
I'm going to send it to somebody else. You see what I'm saying? And I'm going to address it to them and then hope that they just pay it or whatever.
Without even
questioning. That's the only way that this is a scam, right?
Yes, I think.
Otherwise, it's not a scam.
And it's a mistake.
Otherwise, it has to be a mistake, right?
Wait, so what's
it's
the next
one of
step,
one of those.
Because the city of Hayward.
He has to go to court and like,
no, are you
and like prove that like this isn't me.
What? I don't think you should be able. You should. What? You're taking time out of your day to go deal with something that. Oh, no.
And look, I've gotten a lot of tickets in my day. got one recently, you know?
Really?
Yeah, remember I was I was in the express lane and I crossed the double lines.
That's right.
That's right. Whoops.
You know, and not once have they ever made a mistake.
Well, in the history of humans, there's been a lot of mistakes. So that it is, so it is within the realm of possibility that is strictly a mistake. Or the only other possibility is that if it's a scam, then somebody's really pulling an elaborate scam to try to get you to pay one red light ticket.
Seems like a lot of work.
What if they're like stealing his identity?
Or his identity. Yeah, or that,
and they bought a car in his name.
That's scary.
Which is also possible.
I don't know. I've never heard of anything like this before.
Man, you should really check your mail more often. There's a lot of interesting stuff in there.
I know.
You probably got registration for that car.
I know. Or
maybe we are the proud owners of a brand.
You just don't know it. Right.
Oh my god.
This is weird.
Yeah. I know. It's very, very strange. I'll make sure to keep you updated once we get to the bottom of it.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Thank you so much for hanging out with us. Before we get to the hilarious thing that happened with you and the kids, Graham, over the weekend, we were just talking about my stepson receiving a ticket in the mail. And it's just very, very sus. Supposedly, a red light was ran. However, the plates on the ticket don't match our cars. The plates on the ticket doesn't even match the car that supposedly ran the light. Not only that, he wasn't even driving. Never seen this person in his life. Like, it's just a really, really weird thing that happened. And he's now being pressured to pay like $500.
Whoa.
Hey guys, how do you know that whole link isn't just like a hacker's link? Because they could have just found that name and address, kind of like how they do with these fast track text message scams. And they could have just sent you a hacker's link to make you think it's totally legit and pay it. Anyway, love you guys. I hope it's not. This is Sherry.
Hey, yeah. Thank you for
and
that.
And then you clicked on the link and it's too late. They've got, now they own your entire life.
Yeah. Well, we know that the letter from the courthouse was real. The link was real. All of that was legit because I told you I don't check my mail like ever. So when I did check the mail, it was his ticket and then also mine from when I crossed the double lines.
Did they mail them in the same envelope? They're like, let's just save,
two in one.
Save some paper here.
But it's actually a good thing that, you know, I didn't check the mail and it was still in there because we were able to see both of them exactly the same.
Yeah, but don't, I mean, so. They also, you know, there's something called counterfeit money.
No,
it looks exactly the same.
No, but I mean, like, the links were the same, phone number, all of that was
That's
the same.
That's so weird.
Yeah. That is strange.
Hey, good morning, JV Show. This is your boy, RJ and
Zion.
In regards to the ticket with the stepson, what if his identity was stolen? That's a strong possibility with all the mail thefts that's going on. You know what I mean? Anyways, Zion, you want to tell him something?
Have a good day.
Peace.
Peace. Have a good day. Peace.
Yeah, I guess that's the most likely situation here.
Yeah.
But it's not like he's young. He's in high school. Like, it's not like he has an established, like,
That's the best kind of identity to steal. This person's not, a young person's not checking their credit reports and doing like that. They're probably less likely to notice that their identity's been stolen.
But mail theft, like, he doesn't even get mail. He doesn't get bills. He doesn't get anything.
I don't think you need to check the mail anymore to find people's info.
True.
It's on the dark web,
True.
Selena.
Oh, that's right.
Hey, guys. This is Afonso from Fremont. So that ticket sounds like a variant scam of the SF parking one. Basically, what I would do is just call up the county where the ticket came from, verify they have that in their records, and then if they do, and then pay it, but pay it through them, not through the code on the thing, because they could swap that out for like a third-party offshores thing for like any other place, so I wouldn't pay through there. Okay, all right, good luck. Bye, guys.
That's a good point. Did they ask you to pay it in Bitcoin?
No.
Okay. Yeah.
No. No, and we're not paying anything. He didn't even
exactly.
do it. So, no.
Except the problem is when you call up the county or whoever issued you that ticket, you're going to be like, it wasn't even my... And they're like, yeah, right.
We've heard this
one before. Sure. We'll see you in court.
Yeah, well, you will. You will see us in court. Graham, what happened over the weekend?
We have to talk about this because I feel bad laughing about it, but my son Ford, who is 7 years old, he got hit in the nuts for the first time. I think ever. I don't think this had happened to him ever before because this was an entirely new... The description from him of the sensation was one of the funniest things. I felt bad laughing about it, but all the symptoms he described, I knew exactly what was happening. So he had a baseball game. He had a couple baseball games over the weekend. And during one of them, he's like, hey, can we go warm up? Let's go play some catch. So he and I are playing catch. And he's pretty good at catching the ball. He's not the best, but he's pretty good. Well, one, I throw him one, and, you know, look, I got a cannon. I throw it decently hard. It ricochets off his glove. Kids often turn their gloves the wrong direction right. sometimes when the ball is, they don't know whether to go flip it over or, go, you know, which way. And it he flipped his glove the wrong way. It ricocheted off, and it hit him square in the you-know-what.
Oh, my God.
So he drops to the ground and is so mad at me. What are you doing? Why did you do it? I'm like, I threw the ball directly to you. Where was I supposed to throw it to you? You what? Know, that's your fault. It ricocheted off your glove.
As the parent, like, what was your reaction? Because my motherly instinct would have been like to run and scoop him up and make sure he's okay. And, you know, like, what do you do? I mean, you've been through it before, too. Like,
yeah, well, I get more defensive because he's now yelling at me that it's all my fault. It is not it is not my fault. You catch the ball. It was a really good throw. It's your fault. It ricocheted off. It's just an accident. You know, it's one of those things that happen. But now I can tell, like, it really got him right in the family jewels. So we get back over to the bench and we sit down and he's, you know, really going through. He's like, I think I'm going to throw up. I'm going to throw up.
Oh, my God. Does it do that to you?
Yes. You get very nauseous when you get hit there. I thought you knew this was one of the telltale symptoms that you've been hit there. So he's going through that. I'm going to throw up. I'm like, you're not going to throw up. I'm going to throw up, Dad. I think I'm going to throw up. Okay. Oh, the pain. It's moving up through my stomach. Oh, the pain. It's going.
Oh, my God.
It's going throughout my body, which it does. It starts there and then it travels.
Really?
And you feel this wave of pain and nausea that hits your entire body. I don't know how to describe it. It's awful. But so then he's describing that. He's like, and then as he's starting to get a little sweaty, he's like, I have a fever. I now have a fever. I'm getting sick too. And you made me sick. And I'm hurt and sick now. And we're going through all the stuff. And I was like, bro, that's just what happens when you get hit, when you get hit there. So next season, or maybe even for the second half of this season, it will be time to get him a cup, I believe.
Because
a lot of kids out there are already wearing their cups, and I, you know, whatever. I didn't gotten him one yet.
Oh, and, that's horrible.
I'm getting a fever.
Do these symptoms last?
Even, you know, 10 minutes.
10 minutes?
Yeah,
That's not bad.
It lasts for a while. It's not that bad until you have it happen to you. It is an awful, sickening feeling. I can't describe it better than he did, which is the pain is moving. I'm going to throw up.
Wait, so the first time that it happened to you, Graham, did you know that it was because of that? Like, did you know what was going on? Were you confused?
See, that's the thing. I don't know. I don't remember the first time, and I don't know that you know. And I would have assumed by now, he's 7, that it would have happened to him before, you know? You're wrestling around with your buddies or whatever at school, or somebody knees you there, or whatever. It happens. But this was the first legit shot.
That's hilarious.
Oh,
yeah, it's cup time.
Gosh.
It was also funny to hear him tell his teammates about what had happened.
He's telling everybody.
And he was using the proper name for his, not the underwear eggs, the other thing, you know, the twig in there next to the giggle berries. He's like, my dad just hit me in the... in the medical term for it. And so then I was like, that's not what happened, everybody. Everyone calm down, because I'm assistant coach. I don't want everyone thinking that that's what I do to their kids when they're out there.
Oh, my God. Graham the diddler.
Yeah. All right. Hit me in the, you know.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Mondays, the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Okay, guys. I'm calling because I want to know, am I the jerk, okay? Thursday night, 8:45 showing Minecraft here at Southland Mall. Okay, I go with my two little kids who are 6 years old and 8. We're having a great time. It's packed full of families. A couple, like a teenage couple or maybe a 20-year-old, I don't know, comes sit next to us. They're doing funny stuff under a blanket. They're talking. I say something to them. They eventually leave. Am I the asshole?
No!
So if a couple next to you is doing some funny business under a blanket at the movie theater, you're going to interrupt them and say something?
I wouldn't. I would move. But what if there's no more seats?
Yeah, there's no other seats. It's packed, she said.
I feel like you can't say anything.
Feel like you can. I wouldn't because I'm too scared.
Yeah,
but
too.
I would understand somebody else doing it. And I hope that you would.
Jess, would you say something?
I couldn't because I'm a wimp.
Yeah, me
but
too.
But I would hope somebody else says it for me. Yeah.
I think I would clear my throat obnoxiously a few times.
Like give a couple side eyes. Yeah.
Yeah, like we all see what's happening over there.
That's disgusting.
But I don't think I could say it out loud.
Yeah. I think, though, if you are there with your kids, if I had kids, I would say something. So that my kids aren't witnessing whatever's happening underneath.
Your kids are oblivious. They're watching Chicken Jockey in the Minecraft movie. They don't care. And somebody else is getting their chicken. Never mind.
Oh,
right? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They don't notice.
So Bart...
Yeah, you guys.
I feel like worse things have happened on a BART train, but go ahead.
BART is like totally rebranding and getting into the event space, and they want people to know that like riding BART is fun, cool now. Remember for Valentine's Day, we talked about the Love Train.
Yeah.
It was like a singles mixer, and it was just a nonstop ride where you can meet other singles, and that thing sold out in like minutes. Well, this Sunday, May the 4th, we know that's a big Star Wars holiday because of May the 4th. May the 4th be with you. So they are hosting a Star Wars themed event this Sunday. Now look, they put up tickets for this event. I think they're free. I don't think they were actually charging for this, but they put up tickets for this event. Basically what it's going to be is a 90-minute BART ride. It's going to run nonstop. Again, the doors are not going to open. They're going to have a band on there playing May the 4th themed music. Oh. They're going to have posters. The BART cars are going to be all decorated, very Star Wars, and there's going to be a Star Wars costume contest and trivia and all sorts of fun. They posted these tickets up this past Thursday, and within hours, all 200 spots claimed. People want to be on this May the 4th Star Wars BART ride. I mean, I know you guys aren't Star Wars fans, mm-mm, but are you now thinking, hey, maybe I do want to go to a BART event coming up? Because they're just going to keep doing it,
I'm not mad at the BART events. I actually think this is really not cool, but like interesting.
Because off air you said, what a nerd alert.
Well, yeah, but that was more about Star Wars, not BART.
Got it.
So what sort of event would you like to see? What would be cooler in your eyes?
Yeah.
Like if there was like a Cinco de Mayo party?
Oh,
that would be fun. Just margs on margs on margs.
I do love a good marg. I had a couple yesterday. Speaking of Cinco de Mayo, I am actually going to be out on an appearance that day, and I would love you listening to come and say hello to me. I'm going to be at, they're opening up a brand new Patelco branch in Daly City. This is 362 Gellert Boulevard, 1 to 3 o'clock. You can come meet me, say hi. I think Chidi's going to actually be with me that day as well. So if you want to meet me and Chidi, I would love for you to come say hello. I'm going to be talking about this all week. But again, this is on Monday.
Will there be marks?
I don't know.
Can we bring our own?
It says there will be live music and snacks. I'm hoping that means also margaritas.
Yeah, but bring your margaritas and your Stanleys. There's your
life.
Your heads up.
Little hack alert there. Yeah, put a marg and a Stanley. But yeah, come say hi to me.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So Diddy rejected a plea deal on Friday. So the trial is kicking off next week, you guys. May 5th. Diddy apparently plans to fight all the allegations against him to the very end because we're learning prosecutors did offer him a plea deal. We don't know the terms of the plea deal, but at Friday's hearing, the judge asked him like, hey, you understand this is being rejected and you understand what you're doing? And so they were like, yes, we want to reject this. The judge said that he would address the plea at the next hearing, which is this Thursday. So maybe then we'll learn what the conditions were. But as of now, Diddy's in this. He's going to fight.
And they may come back with another plea offer.
They might.
They can do that a few times. Yeah, I mean, if you are intent on proving your innocence, then you don't want to take a plea.
Because
usually part of that plea is admitting some sort of guilt. He doesn't want to do that.
So at this last hearing, also, the judge ruled that the security footage of Diddy and Cassie will be allowed in court and shown to the jury. Remember, Diddy's team was trying forever to get this banned from the courtroom. Remember, they were claiming that it was edited and you guys are doing this and pulling, you know, the wool over our eyes. And no, it'll be allowed in the courtroom.
Good.
Okay, so that is going to be used as evidence. We're also learning part of Diddy's defense involves his mental capacity to commit all of the crimes that he's accused of because he was intoxicated during these times. I guess there's been hints of having a doctor testify to give his opinion on whether or not Diddy, you know, was able to know what he was doing, and if he did these things, could it be blamed on drugs and all this other stuff? Like, this is so stupid. Prosecutors are like, this is irrelevant. The crimes were committed. They were committed.
Thank you.
But that's part of his defense.
Oh, I hope this dude goes to prison.
I know. All right, Graham, what do you have?
All right, Draymond being Draymond, he got into it a couple times with Rockets player Jalen Green during the Warriors Game 3 win here at Chase Center on Saturday. The two had been jawing at each other during the game. They'd been doing it all series. And moments after the game ended, the two had to be separated at midcourt. Camera, I was watching the end of the game. Cameras didn't really catch it. They sort of caught the aftermath as they were being separated and dragged towards their respective locker rooms. Draymond, as he's being pulled away, continued to make a nail painting gesture towards Jalen. Jalen does usually paint his fingernails. He says he likes the look to go along with his hand tattoos. This is the battle of the Greens, Draymond Green versus Jalen Green. It's going to continue tonight for Game 4. Tip off 7 o'clock, by the way. Jimmy Butler still nursing his butt injury. He's listed as questionable. But back to the nail painting, what do you ladies think of a man that paints his nails? Because clearly Draymond is using this as fodder for an attack.
I like it if it goes with the style of what you wear. And like with the tattoos and stuff, I like that look. Other than that, if you...
So if I came in here with painted nails, I don't have hand tattoos, but I like wearing a blue polo and I painted my nails blue, you would just be like, cool.
Yeah, it's cool. But it's cooler if it matches your vibe.
Selena's making a face.
I'm just trying to imagine.
All right, talk about it, Selena.
I'm just trying to imagine you with a fresh gel set. Like, I don't know. I just don't see it. I just don't see it.
Okay, so what's your overall take on men that are nail painters?
I don't mind it. I would kind of be like, interesting look if my man decided one day to, you know, to get his nails done. But at the end of the day, do what you want. But I don't know. I think my man's nails unpainted.
Because his style is different.
Right,
than, like,
I guess. But then you see like celebrities with it and you don't even
bat an eye.
It's normal.
Well, Draymond Green apparently did bat an eye at it and he made the gesture a few times towards Jalen. So I thought it was interesting.
It doesn't sound like a good insult, to be honest, because I feel like if he likes painting his nails and it's something...
Right, he's going to be like, okay, and?
Yeah.
So that's a good point. All right, well, anyways, go Warriors, Game 4 tonight, yes. 7 o'clock.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Bar is throwing a sold-out event.
Yeah, over 200 people all signed up to go on a May the 4th ride this Sunday, and it's going to be all Star Wars themed. They're going to do a 90-minute ride nonstop, and there's going to be Star Wars music played by a band on there, a Star Wars costume contest, trivia, and more fun.
Good morning, JB fam. Hey, Selena. Wow. Just wow. I'm a huge Star Wars fan. I got a Star Wars tattoo and everything. Got display at the house and everything. Even my car kind of screams Star Wars fan. But wow, man. Now I know how you feel. Well, it is what it is. Still love you.
Wow, we love you, Selena. Leo. I support your Star Wars fandom. Okay, Selena scoffed a little
bit.
I think I heard her say nerd alert.
You said that I called them nerds. I didn't even say that, but you brought that up in the air. I went along with it as a little jokey joke. Do I actually think that? Yes, but I didn't say it out loud.
Wow, dude.
But I still didn't say
you
it out
just
loud.
Did right now.
No, I did.
I did put the words in Selena's mouth, but it was written all over her face, and then she just admitted that there. Sorry, Leo. We love you.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Nancy. You guys are talking about these BART activities. Is there like a bar on there? Because sticking me and trapping me on a BART that's going to loop around while they play Star Wars music just doesn't sound fun. Maybe if you involved alcohol. But again, probably not my choice. Last time I was on BART, it smelled bad. The seats were questionable. Doesn't sound like my cup of tea, but anyways, love you guys.
Yeah, will they actually be cleaning the train?
But
first?
These are the new BART cars, okay. So maybe her experience was with one of the old ones. This is the new, fancier BART cars.
Yeah, do you know how drunk I would have to be to trap me on a BART train and play Star Wars music? It's like torture.
You know what? I'm with you on there. I'm going to hope there's a bar on board. A BART bar. Shouldn't there be a BART bar?
There should. We're not driving anywhere. Why
right.
Not? There should be bars on these trains anyways. All right. Every Monday, we bring a photo from our weekend. Photos from home. You can check them out on our Instagram, JV Morning Show. Make sure you give us a follow. Let's run through our pictures really quick. You know, I actually had a really, really fun weekend. Me and my man, we went to the Millennium Tour. Woke up the next day and I was like, oh my God. We didn't take a single picture.
Aww.
So that is not my photos from home because I don't have any.
Wow.
But I do have a selfie that I took last night. Do you guys remember that true crime YouTube channel that I started and then quit after a couple weeks?
Oh.
Yeah.
I actually recorded a new video
it's back.
Last night. So I took a selfie While doing that.
When can we expect the episode to be out?
I don't know. I got to get around to editing now. So
what made you, started it, and yeah. I love true crime, why did you quit the first time, and then what brought you back?
I quit just because it is a really, really long process.
Yeah.
Doing a YouTube video, and especially true crime, you're doing all this research, and you're scripting the thing out, and then editing takes forever, and you're pulling videos to include. Like, it's just a really long process. And
so you could just say I was being lazy.
I was being lazy.
I'm kidding.
I didn't have, it takes a long time, but
it is a lot of work.
I feel like I want to do it again. So,
yay!
Cool. Very cool. Looking forward to it. I, like you, took no pictures this weekend when I opened up my phone with Justice. Like, could you send me a photo from him? I had just one picture in there from the weekend, and it's a picture of my dog, Hambone, she's a golden retriever. And I took her for a swim yesterday in this creek that's back behind our house. And she loves swimming, is her favorite thing. And we felt bad because we were gone the entire weekend with my daughter's softball games and my son's baseball games. She was home by herself like all weekend, not doing anything fun. So I was like, you know what? Her favorite thing in the world is to go swimming. Let's take her swimming. So we took her swimming, and this is me taking a picture of, and you can't see my face because I'm very annoyed because you can't get her out of the water.
This is behind your house, Graham.
Once she's in, you cannot get her out. This is not, it's a little bit of a walk away from our house.
But it's beautiful.
I know, I'm not like a nature person, but this is like really pretty.
It's really pretty until you zoom in, which you should do. And straight behind her, you'll see a large pile of old tires. This creek is just, who did that?
Yeah, did you see any animals?
No, we didn't see any animals down there.
Okay, because that's scary.
Just a lot of garbage and tire stuff.
Oh, okay.
But the water was really nice, and she had a great time. She stayed in there for about an hour because, again, you cannot get her out.
Right. And unlike you guys, I took hundreds of pictures this weekend.
Good for you.
This is one of them at the Giants game. So as you can see, I'm sitting right next to basically the ginormous pole.
Mm-hmm. Which is called the...
Oh my God, I literally was just thinking about this like 2 seconds ago.
Yeah. Everyone knows that that big yellow pole sticking up there right where you're sitting is the...
If it's not in play, it's the out of bounds? The out of...
Selena.
I don't even know the answer.
Oh, come on.
Oh my God, wait, I should know this. I literally was just thinking about this.
You're damn near touching the pole here.
Right, it's the...
What is it? Just give us the answer.
It's a foul pole.
Oh, that's right.
Come on. Tells you if it's fair or foul.
I don't like being put on the spot. That's what it was. Okay. Okay, so I had never
the
sat...
The out-of-bounds pole.
Yeah, I'm like, wait, what is it? I had never sat, like, by the walkway on McCovey Cove by right field, right?
Yeah.
So I don't know if I'm the only one that didn't know this. I didn't know that they splash you with water when you sit there and the Giants win.
Yeah.
Like, this is a thing, apparently.
Also, when there's a home run hit.
Right. So I knew that, like, for a splash hit, that would make more sense, right, for me. But because
that's kind of cool.
Because it wasn't, a homer and it wasn't a splash hit, when the water started coming down as we were celebrating, I kid you not, I thought we were having some magical moment where it had all of a sudden started pouring rain.
At the exact moment that the Giants had one of the most exciting walk-off wins I've ever seen. So that was a cool moment that you were in the house for.
So we're celebrating, and I'm like, oh my God, the rain! The rain! And
are you mad, though? Because it's already freezing, and now they're getting you wet?
But it was just such an amazing moment that what I thought was the rain made it even better. Until I figured out
it was
the rain.
Yeah, they do the big fog horns and then the water kind of...
I didn't know that either, Jess.
Blast off there. Can we talk about Jess's, speaking of rain and the wet weather, can we talk about Jess's swing and a miss on the forecast this weekend? Because at one of my son's games on Saturday, we finished the game in a full-on torrential downpour. And I was told that there was a chance of a very light sprinkle on Saturday.
Yeah, just a drizzle.
Fogizzle. And this was a full-on torrential, the hardest rain you can imagine, downpour.
Wow.
During the game.
You didn't report on that?
Not mentioned.
Are you sure they don't just do the same thing that they do at the Giants game?
No.
Yeah, was it fake?
No, there was no foghorn going off near the out-of-bounds pole.
Well, I did say the game would not be canceled. So I got that right.
You were right about that.
Yeah.
All right. Check out all of our photos. JV Morning Show on Instagram.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.